Can we give the Lord a praise offering right now? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Go with me, please, to Psalm 107, verse 20. And we're going to take a look at something here that, well, we'll just see. Whether it's new to some or old or whatever, it's going to be good. Psalm 107, verse 20 says that He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Aren't you thankful we had some healings this morning? Praise God. Amen. You know, the last time I shared, about a month ago, you may remember I mentioned there are two areas of understanding that really help us to increase our faith to receive healing. One of those areas is the recognition that God wants us to live long on the earth. And that's what we talked about last time, a message called With Long Life. And that was one area, but there's another area that may be even bigger than that. And I just had notes on that first one, so I thought I'd go ahead and share on it. But this other area that I mentioned that increases our faith for healing is the understanding, the knowledge of the understanding that it is absolutely God's will that we be healed and healthy. You think, well, yeah, sure. See, folks sometimes actually struggle with that. When you get sick, you begin to think, oh, why me? Why did this happen to me? God, what are you doing? What's going on? Well, it's absolutely His will to heal us, but the enemy starts speaking to us and so forth. But there's even a doctrine in the church. Father, heal this person if it be thy will. It's always His will, okay? And we'll see that in a minute. So I want to talk today about how it is absolutely God's will to heal, and about how the power to heal is in the Word of God. Okay, I'll go with that for a minute. Explain it to me, Lucy. Praise God. See, this verse in Psalm 107 says that God sent His Word and healed them and delivered them. So how did God heal them? He sent His Word. Thank you very much. Amen. That's exactly right. He sent His Word. That's how He healed them. And so the Word of God, which is contained in this book, at least a lot of it's in here. I mean, God is bigger than this book, but this is the book we have from God right here. The Word of God was given to us by the Lord with a purpose and a mission to do something. To do some things. He didn't just send it out there so we'd have it. He sent it so it would do something in our lives. And in this particular case, in this verse, it's to heal and deliver. He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them. Now, in Isaiah 55:11, let's just take a look at that very quickly. Make sure my phone's off here. There we go. All right. In Isaiah 55, verse 11, it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper or succeed in the thing whereto I sent it, or in the thing I sent it to do, you might say. It's going to accomplish something. So God has always sent His word to accomplish things, to do things. His Word contains the power within itself to succeed in those things. See, the Word of God, what it promises, it has the power. It gives us the power in our lives for that to happen. See, and we all know this, I think. In Hebrews, it says that by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by what? The Word of God. Amen. He created the universe with His Word. And through the gospel, His Word has the power to save us, to make us new creatures in Christ, to recreate us, you might say. Well, that's what the Bible says. It has the power to fill us with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. It has the power to provide for all of our needs, whatever needs we'll ever have. The Word of God will provide for us. Seek ye first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these things shall be provided for you. It has the power to provide for us, and it has the power to heal our physical bodies. So this shouldn't be a big surprise. He sent His Word and healed them. Now, in regard to healing, okay, I'm going to throw a wrench in the works right now. In regard to healing, I heard a minister say something years ago that sort of took me by surprise. You might say it upset my theology or upset my, what is that word? Anyway, I'll think of it later. Sensibilities. My theological sensibilities were upset by this. Yeah, stepped on my toes a little bit, you might say. And what he said was that we can receive divine healing by prayer and the laying on of hands, that is, by the gift of healing, when that gift is in manifestation. Because the Bible says that the gifts operate as the Spirit wills. You know, I wish we could just turn things off and on, but that's not the way it works. The Spirit is involved. The anointing is involved. And he said, we can receive divine healing by the laying on of hands, but he went on to say, we can always be healed every single time by the Word of God. And that caught my attention. What? We can be healed sometimes by the laying on of hands as the Spirit is manifesting. We can find somebody to lay hands on us. Like one person said, I've had all the best of them pray for me. Let me see what you can do. You know, yes, starting out. You see, we go around looking for somebody to lay hands on us and heal us, and that's a great gift. The gift of healing, however, is not always in manifestation. It operates as the Spirit wills, the Bible says. Now, don't misunderstand me. It's always God's will to heal. But there are things that can hinder the gift of healing. Even Jesus had problems with that. And it says in Mark 6, verse 5. And he, that is Jesus, could there in his own hometown do no mighty work, except that he laid his hands upon a few sickly folk and healed them. It didn't say he would not. Oh, yeah, well, we would be happy with that, right? No, praise God. God is good. He's going to do some more healing in this place, too. See, it didn't say he would not do mighty works there. It said he could not. We're talking about Jesus. Jesus couldn't. And it says in verse 6 that he marveled because of their unbelief. Ah, they had no faith to receive the gift. So there are some other factors. I remember Randy Clark's got a teaching on all the different factors that have to come into divine healing, you know, and there's 5, 6, 7 different things, you know, you've forgiven everybody, you've done this, and all this sort of thing. So there are things that have to be, are criteria, he called them, for healing. Now, I personally have been healed a number of times over the years when something come up, you know, and you get people to pray for you. And sometimes, instantly, I've been healed instantly before. My back was hurting so bad I couldn't stand it. This guy had a word of knowledge. Somebody's back is hurting right here. And I said, that couldn't be me. Praise God. How would he know that? Finally, he said it 2 or 3 times. I said, okay, that must be me. I went up there in the front. And these were these old-time Pentecostal people. And about 3 of them went up, laid hands, always said, in the name of Jesus. Poof, that pain left. I mean, it was amazing. I said, well, they must be smarter than me when it comes to faith. Because I was, you know, kind of skeptical about the whole thing. So it wasn't my faith that did it. But anyway, getting off track here. Sometimes I've been healed instantly, but in most cases it's gradual. You know, we stand here, is it any better? Is it any better? Well, no, not really. Well, just hang on there. Keep your faith up. It's going to be better. It doesn't always happen instantly. In fact, most of the time, in my own experience, it's been gradual. Because just because we didn't get it immediately doesn't mean we didn't get it, praise God. We can't say, oh, well, I guess then God doesn't like me anymore. That's not God's will. I'm just going, oh, well, no, don't throw it away. So I found in most cases people have to stand in faith for a while. I've heard testimonies of people getting healed of cancer. And they had to stand and be in the Word of God for a month, 2 months, and then go back to the doctor, and the doctor said there's no more cancer there. They didn't get it overnight or instantly. Anyway, to move on from that, But we know that faith always comes from what? By hearing. And hearing comes by the Word of God. We know that. So we cannot separate the gift of healing from the Word of God. All divine healing comes from the Word, either it's directly or indirectly. The person that's praying for me, he got it from the Word, whether I've got any faith for it or not. Praise God. So it all comes from the Word of God. The point I'm trying to make here is that there is healing in the Word of God. That's what I'm trying to get across here. Even if we have someone lay hands on us, we can receive healing. Even if we don't have somebody to lay hands on us, we can receive healing by the Word of God. You may not always have the greatest evangelist, healing evangelist out there to come into your town, but you've always got the Word of God. Praise God. Okay. Now, I heard a recording of Dodie Osteen, who got healed from cancer, where she said that Jesus is the very Word of God Himself, based on John chapter 1. And whenever we speak the Word of God over ourselves, we are actually bringing Jesus, the living Word, into our circumstances. I like that statement. Whenever we speak the Word of God over ourselves, we are bringing Jesus, the living Word, into our circumstances. And Proverbs says that God's words are life to those that find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh. And so I just want to read a few scriptures today, if I could. A few verses about healing, and give us a chance to receive God's medicine if we need it. If we don't need it right now, we probably need it later at some point. Hallelujah. And also to demonstrate that it's absolutely no doubt about it, God's will to heal us every time. Glory to God. Had to hit something on that. A few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I took a healing course through Randy Clark's Global Awakening School, the physical healing course. There was 4 different sections to it. I remember reading somewhere in one of those books or hearing somebody say it on a video that in any given group of people, and this is a given group right here, right? In any given group of people, up to 80% of them are dealing with some sort of physical ailment. Wow. That shocked me because I thought everybody was healed and healthy. I didn't know anybody had physical problems. I guess I just had my head in the sand on that. But and God wants to heal whatever ails us. And faith comes by hearing. So let's look at a few verses. And just, like I say, this will be short. So just pay attention. Don't worry about how long it's going to be. Now I'll get them. Ha ha. I'm joking. Now, let's go to 1 John chapter 1. There's only one chapter in 1 John. And verse 2, 1 John chapter 1 verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And as I mentioned, the inward belief or the fear that it might not be God's will to heal us is a very big stumbling stone or stumbling block for a lot of people. And it hinders faith for healing. Well, it might not be God's will. I'm trying to believe it. It might but not be His will. Well, this verse says, "I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Which verse is this? This is 1 John, the only chapter that they have, chapter 1, verse 2.
Third John.
Is it 3 John?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Third John.
I do perform typos every now and then. Sorry about that. Just see the belief that it might not be His will. This verse says, "I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." But brother, now isn't that just a greeting in an epistle of John? Well, yes, it is a greeting in an epistle. Praise God. But aren't the epistles part of the scriptures?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And isn't all scripture divinely inspired or Holy Spirit breathed? That's what the Bible says. And if God ever, through the Holy Spirit, said that to one man or to a church, then it's still true for us today. Amen. It is God's will that we prosper and be in health. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. I think I got this one right. Verses 9 and 10. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Now, who told us to pray this way? Jesus told us that. Is there any sickness in heaven?
No.
I don't think any of us will say that there's sickness in heaven. Then it's God's will that there be no sickness on the earth.
That's right.
Praise God. If it's going to be like on earth like it is in heaven.
You're stirring up stuff.
I know it, brother. I know I'm stirring up some stuff here in a minute. We're going to see. Praise God. 1 John 5. Now here's 1 John 5 verse 14 and 15. "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him."
Amen.
Is it God's will to heal us? Okay, there's a few little weak. Yes, amen. We'll get there in a minute. We'll all say that in a minute. A few of you already have it. I believe it is God's will. Then if we ask Him to heal us, we're asking according to His will.
Right.
And we know He's going to do it for us. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12. "Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees," in verse 13, "and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed." Glory to God. Why stay afflicted? Why not just go ahead and be healed? Hallelujah. "Make straight paths for your feet." Go for it. Praise God. It's yours. It belongs to you. Philippians 2, verse 13. "For it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure." Will God Himself work in us to perform His good pleasure? The Bible says He will. And it's His good pleasure to heal us. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. "He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?"
Amen.
Will the Lord give us healing if we ask Him? Praise God. Of course He will. Matthew 7, verse 11. "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask Him?" Is healing a good thing?
Yeah.
Praise God. Will our Father give us good things if we ask Him? Of course He will. We're His children. James 1:17. "Every good and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Is healing a good and perfect gift? Yes, and our Father, the Father of lights, who never changes, wants us to have it.
Amen.
Romans 8:31. "What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Is God for us?
Yes, He is.
Hallelujah. The Bible says He is. Then who or what can stand against us and cause us problems? Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Hallelujah. God does not change. It was always His desire to heal us, and He never changes. Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Does God want to help us?
Yes, He does.
Yes, He does, praise God. You better believe He does. Will He help us?
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, we're getting somewhere. Just hang in there with me now. Deuteronomy 7:15. "And the Lord will take away all sickness from thee, and will put or permit none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will permit them upon all them that hate you." He will take away all sickness from us. That's a promise of God. That's one of the many promises of God to His people. And when Jesus, the living Word, was made flesh and dwelt among us, it says He healed every sickness and every disease among the people. Can He still do that today? I believe He can. Will He still do that today? Absolutely. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus hasn't changed one bit. He is still health and healing and life, the one who makes us whole, spirit, soul, and body. And He's still strong and full of power, praise God. And He's still the one we have access to by faith, the Bible says. Do you think it's possible for us to be healed?
Yes.
All right. Of course, then, how could that be possible? How could that not be possible? Jesus can do anything but fail. He can save, He can heal, He can fill, and He will. God can do anything but fail. You believe that today? He can do anything but fail. You don't ever see Jesus failing in the Bible anywhere, praise God. I'm kind of preaching myself happy right now a little bit, praise God. But it's not my preaching, it's this Word we're hearing. The Word is what does it. They said, did not our hearts burn within us as He opened the Word unto us? It's the great and precious promises of God that fill us with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Hallelujah. And here's a secret we need to learn. It's when we get happy about the promises of God that faith is working.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're hearing. It's registering on our heart. And what happens? Joy comes. Joy comes. That's right. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Now, I'm not talking about a joy that we hype up or work up. Oh, let's be happy. Glory to God. Come on now. You know, that's okay. It's good to do that once in a while, you know, to get yourself out of the, you know, ditch a little bit. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a joy that comes from hearing and believing the promises. Hearing is in the Word of God. Amen and amen. Or healing is, rather. Healing is in the Word of God. It's absolutely the truth. How many know that we're kind of playing with dynamite right here? Does anybody know we're playing with dynamite right here? That's right. He sure did. That was the word. Play with that dynamite. See, when we begin to hear the Word of God the way we're hearing it right now, faith begins to rise in our hearts. And suddenly all things are possible to him that believeth. Wow, it didn't seem possible before, but now it does. It seemed impossible before. Some of you might remember that the Greek word for the power of God is dunamis. Anybody remember that word, dunamis? Yeah, from which we get the English word dynamite. That's D-U-N-A-M-I-S. Dunamis. From the English word, well, we get the English word dynamite from it. The dunamis of God is powerful. It's explosive. Praise God.
That's kind of what it means. Boom.
It is the exceeding greatness of the power that works toward us who believe, one verse says. And it's the power that works within us, another verse says. It's the power that raised up Christ from the dead. And it will also quicken our mortal bodies. Glory to God. If you play around with dynamite long enough, what's going to happen?
Boom!
Exactly. Glory to God. When faith comes and joy comes, all things are possible to them that believe. The dynamite of God begins to move mountains. There's some excavation that takes place. When God's dynamite blows up, it won't hurt you, praise God. You know, Job was here a couple of weeks ago, and he and I were talking about the healing meetings he's conducting in High Point. And we were just, you know, really getting fired up about it. He said on several occasions, the joy of the Lord manifested. And I mean the laughing joy. I don't know if some of us may have experienced that or not, where the Spirit of God breaks out and the laughter comes. And he said many people got healed in those meetings. When the joy of the Lord comes, healing comes with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're beginning to taste a little bit of that joy right now as we're hearing the Word of God. Amen. Jeremiah 30:17 says, "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord." Does God want to restore health to us? Amen. Jeremiah 33:6, "Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth." God wants to heal us and bring us peace. Psalm 105. Oh, I like this one. Psalm 105:37. "He brought them forth also with silver and gold. There was not one feeble person among their tribes." When Israel came out of Egypt, and there was about 1 million of them, it says that not one of them was weak, feeble, or sickly. How could that be? 1 million people and not one of them was weak and feeble. You know, how were they all so healthy? It's because they had all eaten of the Passover lamb, which is a type of Christ, the Lamb of God. But even a type of Christ was powerful enough to heal the entire multitude. Glory to God. In fact, look at the Lamb of God in operation in Luke 6:19. Luke 6:19 says, "And the whole multitude sought to touch him," that is Jesus, "for there went virtue or power out of him and healed them all." The whole multitude was healed, just like Israel coming out of Egypt. There went power out of him and healed them all. Jesus is healing and health and life. That's who he is. And guess what? We don't have just a type of Christ. Hallelujah. We have him. We have him himself. We have Christ himself. And we have the Holy Spirit living in us. How much more should there be no feeble ones among our tribe, no feeble persons among our tribes? Hallelujah. If a type of Christ would do that, how much more would Christ himself do? Glory to God. Come on now. See, reading and hearing the written word connects us to the living word himself. That's how we make the connection. He sent his word and healed them. Okay, stay with me just a little longer. Praise God. Genesis 20:17. "So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children." Abraham prayed and God healed. Well, guess who we are? The seed of Abraham in Christ. We ought to be able to do that too, praise God. 2 Chronicles 30:20. 2 Chronicles 30:20. "And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. And on another occasion, Hezekiah himself received healing." And 2 Kings 20:5. "Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee." Abraham in Romans 4:20. "He," Abraham, "staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded of what? That what God had promised, he was able also to perform." Hallelujah. Has God promised us healing and health? I believe he has. Will he do it? Yes. When? When we become persuaded that he'll do what he promised. That's where we miss it. We're not fully persuaded he'll do what he promised. Glory to God. But we're getting there. Is anybody becoming persuaded this morning?
I am.
2 Chronicles 6:14. "O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven, nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant, and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts." Do you need his mercy today? Does anybody need it? We all need his mercy, praise God. He keeps covenant and shows mercy to those who walk before him with all their hearts. Anybody walking before him with all their hearts in here, praise God? I believe so. Psalm 145:8, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. God is merciful.
Amen.
Years ago, Jesse Duplantis was in a time of prayer, and he was caught up to heaven for several hours. And as he was there in heaven in this time, he saw people coming into heaven riding on what looked like cable cars. And all these people were coming in cars and letting people out. And he was standing there with an angel. And the angel was escorting him through. And he looked at the angel and said, "How did that guy get in here?" You know, and he looked and like, how did that person get in here? Because he knew him from life, you know. He said, "How did that?" And the angel said, the angel's answer was always, "The great God Jehovah is a merciful God."
Amen.
Glory to God. The great God Jehovah is a merciful God. This verse says he's full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't stop and think about how merciful God is toward us. You know, we're all down on ourselves, how bad we are, et cetera, et cetera. And the Lord's mercy is on us. Praise God. He's looking at us with merciful eyes. Psalm 145, verse 9. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Are we his works?
Yes.
Yes, we are. We're his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. That means his tender mercies are over all of us. Did you ever think about that? The Lord's mercy is toward us. Glory to God. Anyway, okay. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Now I remember when I had COVID-19 back in February, I was by myself one day, and I just cried out, "Jesus!" Because I was kind of like, what am I going to do here? This is rough. A couple of days later, about 3 days later, I was healed. This scripture was mine. I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 67, verse 2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. You know, if you look up the words, which I tend to do from time to time, you'll find that the word here for health, thy saving health, is the word Yeshua. Praise God. Look it up. It's the word Yeshua. Jesus is healing and health for all nations. Are we beginning to believe that it's God's will to heal us? Anybody beginning to believe that? Okay, we'll pray for the rest of you after the meeting, but praise God. Anyway, Psalm 103, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. He heals all our diseases. He healeth the broken in heart. Psalm 147, verse 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. You see, he even heals our emotions and our hurts.
Amen.
Is anybody getting happy about this today besides me? Praise God. Then that means there's some faith working right now. Hallelujah. Now, I could go on and on. I mean, there's many, many, many more scriptures about healing in the Bible. But I'm going to close here. And I'd like for us to pray a general prayer together for healing of whatever issue we might be dealing with. Amen? Could we do that? Galatians 3:13. You may be familiar with it. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So if we study the curse of the law back in Deuteronomy 28, chapter 28, one of the things we'll discover is that every sickness and every infirmity that a person can possibly have was under that curse. And I can go back and show you the scriptures, but just take my word for it right now, okay? It does say that in Deuteronomy 28:61. But Galatians says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us when he hung on a tree. So then, we've been redeemed from every sickness, every disease, every type of infirmity. Is that possible, brother? Yes, I believe it is. All things are possible to him, to them that believe. And based on that, I'd like us to just pray a very short prayer. I told you it'd be short, praise God. I'd like to pray a very short prayer together. Could we stand together for this and just pray a short prayer? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait on everybody to catch up. Just lift your hands for a moment, could you, to the Lord. And we're going to say this after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that it's your desire that I prosper and be in health. Thank you, Father, that it's your will that I be totally healed and healthy. Father, you sent your word and healed our diseases. And you delivered us from our destructions. You sent your Son, Jesus Christ. And he took our infirmities. And he bare our sicknesses. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. And every sickness, every infirmity is part of that curse. The thing that's been bothering me is a curse of the law. But Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I declare, according to the Word of God, that I am redeemed from the thing that's been bothering me. I command it to go from me in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I declare that I no longer have the thing that was bothering me. Thank you, Father. I receive your saving health in the name of Jesus. Everybody say amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some praise, could we? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says that his words are like their life to those that find them. Keep on finding them. Keep on getting in there and hearing those words. And just keep on listening. And, of course, listen to, you know, I heard Jenny brought me a thing on her phone the other day, or it's been a couple of weeks ago, and it was Joseph Prince preaching. And he was, you know, he's got a nice voice and talks. He said, no, when you're feeling sick, just listen to healing scriptures. You may not feel like doing anything else like studying, but you can always listen to healing scriptures. Jenny said, look at that. I said, yeah, that's what I've been preaching, isn't it? Praise God. So listen to healing scriptures. Let them make you happy on the inside and continue to pray this kind of prayer like we just prayed. And God will be working in us. See, his word is working in us. His word is working mightily in me. His word is working mightily in me. No matter what my circumstances, what I feel or see, his word is working mightily in me. His word is working mightily in me. Put some hands together. His word is working mightily in me. It's working. No matter what my circumstances, what I feel or see, his word is working mightily in me. One more time. His word is working mightily in me. His word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see, his word is working mightily in me.